This happened, I would say, 2010. I was in middle school. My parents, brother, and I lived in the small two-bedroom apartment. My parents and brother would always like taking off and leaving me home alone. This was one of those days. But one of my cousins was visiting me for the day, so I wasn't completely alone. In our living room, one wall has the TV, and the other has our home computer. My cousin was on the computer while I watched TV, so our backs were against each other. Me on the couch, of course. This was in the middle of the day, when out of nowhere, I hear my mom call my name. Now, being a kid, I heard her. But I was thinking, what does she want? But I didn't say anything or get up. Just continue watching TV. I heard her again. My cousin said, "Hey, your mom's calling you." I said, "Yeah, I heard." I finally got up, threw a remote on the couch, and make my way to the room. Right before I enter the room, I ran. No, I sprinted. Jumped over the couch and hugged a pillow. My cousin laughs, like, "What the hell happened?" and asks, "What does she want?" I put the pillow down and said, "Dude, no one is here. They all left, remember?" She sits back in the chair, covering his mouth, saying, "Oh my God." To this day, we don't know what happened. Nothing creepy ever happened in that apartment. Just this one thing. Also, I never told my mom about this. This happened to me back in September 2019. I lived in a dorm room in Paris. From my bed, I could not see the entry door, kitchen, nor bathroom. I was burned out at the time from my job, not classes, and slept a lot. When I didn't have time to wake up at 3 a.m., it was mostly woke up at 11 p.m. I had been asleep around for an hour when I woke up, and rather than turning around in my bed and falling back asleep like I would usually do, I opened my eyes. There, standing right next to my bed, was a little girl. I sat up and screamed like I've never had before. While trying to turn on the lights, I kept in eye contact with her as I panicked and finally had no other choice to briefly look for the switch. And when I turned back, she wasn't there anymore. When I turned the light on, it was like going from one reality to another. My heart was racing and I couldn't move. At the moment, I did not realize it may have been a ghost and was truly afraid people had broken into my room. The building I lived in also had been made for students, had many poor families living in those very small studio rooms. I usually wasn't home at the time this happened, coming back from work around midnight because of the distance between my work and this place. It wasn't the worst, but still not the best neighborhood. Also, my first thought seeing her was that this was a very little girl, and people were in my room, but no one was there. It took me 10 to 15 minutes to move and check for hidden intruders or signs of an infraction. Nothing. And yet, it felt so real. My heart was still going insane in my chest, and my throat hurt from yelling. And I remember her eyes looking straight back at me. The logical explanation is that I was dreaming, it would explain why I despite all my best effort, I could not turn on the light on, and I just woke up in the middle of the night, already sitting in my bed. which has never happened to me before. I still spent a few minutes talking to her. I told her I was sorry if something bad had happened to her. And if she needed help for something, please to ask. Another way that wouldn't scare the hell out of me. She didn't come back, not that I know of. Any case, it's not something I would repeat of any time soon. I'm